precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight.
Welcome back to Ray Eye Radio, Eye on the Outdoors on this Saturday morning. Here we are, March 2nd, 2019. With our 20-year celebration of Eye on the Outdoors, we're going to go back in time in this segment and grab a show from 2010, January 2010. We're going to play the old intro we had back then. We have some information about our 10-year reunion and a list of who's on the show, and we're going to talk about a little venison chili. Just a great time to go back and reminisce with one of our older shows. So first, we're going to kick it off with our old intro, and here we go.
Know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why?
And added that.
Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, an hour of the latest news, interviews with outdoors enthusiasts, and information of interest to hunters, fishermen, and conservationists. Plus, we have a whole lot of fun. Now, here's your host, outdoorsman Ray Eye.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Eye on the Outdoors on this beautiful Saturday morning, January 16th, 2010. This is Ray Eye. On today's show, we're going to run out and visit with Mr. Bob Whitehead, Outdoor Guide Magazine. He's working the show circuit this weekend. And we're going to go down and visit with Brian Dollar at the NWTF, National Wild Turkey Federation, big convention coming up. He's part of their team down there, and we're going to visit with him about what's going on. Ooh, 2010, it's here. A little foggy coming in this morning. Dodge the deer. Boy, a pucker factor is about a 9 out of a 10 this morning coming in here. But it's great to be back in the studio. We're going to have a great Saturday morning here with you. I've got the Studman Stedman behind the glass. We're having a little venison chili this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about some recipes today. Real simple, grab a pen. They're pretty simple. You can probably just remember what I tell you here in one of our second or third segment. We're going to go to some recipes. Across the way, I have the Vogler Vogler. Good morning, Chris.
I'm not dodging the deer today. I'm attacking it head on.
How do you like that venison chili? I'm going to give that recipe out. Now, this is mild. I made it mild so everybody could eat it because I'm sharing it with some family members today that don't like the jalapenos and the hotter chili.
Man, this is unbelievable.
And also, I picked up the summer sausage venison. We're saying venison deer are better known as Bambi's mother. I have summer sausage with cheese, and it's from Zimmerman's down in Summersville, Missouri. And me and Matt and the Vogler Vogler will be munching on that here in a minute. And I want Matt to tell you all what he thinks about the Bambi sausage along with the venison. We'll give you out some more recipes, of course, about what you can do with the Bambi burger, all the neat things you can do with that.
I got to watch you today. You're probably going to say something to me after I'd just taken a bite, you know.
I'd like to say on this weekend, on this show, that we've been on the air here at KFNS for 10 years, actually a little longer than that. I started in 1999 with the Fishing Report, but we're going to say 10 years with the full year shows each year. And we appreciate all of you allowing this to develop and turn into what we, this morning zoo we have here. And of course, a big thanks to everyone that's worked hard to bring this outdoor information to you. When we started this show, we decided to do a little different format instead of the standard outdoor show call-in type show. And we took quite a bit of critical review heat. Over that.
Heat,
yeah. But we wanted to bring a different type of show to you. A show with high energy, information, entertaining, and give you the outdoor news of shooting and hunting and all those things. Kind of, you know, what you don't hear anywhere else. Wouldn't you agree with that, Vogler Vogler?
Oh, yes.
And it's been very successful. We were told early on that the Saturday morning slot is your best slot for your outdoor information and news and hunting tips and all those things. And you have the listeners kept us here for 10 years, so apparently it must be working.
And just think of the people that listen around the country because of the internet. Thank God for the internet.
And another cool thing is the emails we get from everybody, so keep those coming, gobhen@aol.com. We're going to get a lot of new stuff up on the website. That's coming, but seems like some of the most popular segments of the show have been how-to information from the field reporting, duck blinds, deer blinds, deer stands during a turkey. I remember Ralph Dern calling to a turkey, and he's whispering, and then we had Marty. We had a gobbler. He held a phone out so we could hear a lot of cool stuff. And then here recently, the most popular has been story time, and we're going to have another story time this weekend. And as I've said at previous shows, story time will soon be available on the website, only on the website. The best of story time from Eye on the Outdoors that'll be available to you.
One of our car wash listeners loves the story about your brother Marty last week. He just looked at me, and you could see that smile on his face.
Be careful out there this morning. I could not believe that fog. It took me almost 2 hours to get in here this morning. I was listening to the radio, and they said you could see a quarter of a mile. You couldn't see no quarter of a mile. You could barely see the end of the hood. I was running every light I had on that truck this morning and had to drive slow, 30, 40 mile an hour in some place, especially in the river bottom. So be careful out there. What do you got for me this morning? Get the chili out of your mouth. So.
Right now, when families afield listed as highlight of the past decade, a recent article in ESPN Outdoors lists the Family Afield program and the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the U.S. Sportsman's Alliance, and the National Wild Turkey Federation as one of the highlights of the past decade. Since it's launched in 2004, 29 states have passed legislation that eased or eliminated youth hunting restrictions. Okay. And we've got the one, I always forget the one up at Mid-Missouri. That's March 6th
Deer
and
Classic.
7th, the Deer Classic
right
up there.
There's your information. Hey, we have the muzzle-loading numbers. I've got the muzzle-loading portion of deer season. That's where this salami and this chili came from. The 2009 muzzleloader harvest is the largest in the season's 21-year history. I can't believe we had muzzleloading season for 21 years. We used to have the muzzleloaders, and we hunted just during the regular gun season, and now we have these great muzzleloading season. Hunters set a new record with 15,907 deer killed during the muzzleloading portion of Missouri's 2009 firearms deer season. That was December 19th through the 29th, right through Christmas. Pretty cool. This year's record topped the previous one set in 2007 by 2,535 deer. It topped the 2008 harvest by 5,653. Top counties for this year's muzzleloading portion were Osage with 403, Oregon with 386, and Howell County, where I hunted down in the Ozarks, with 336. And just like firearm season, the numbers have reversed. They used to always be higher in North Missouri, Northeast Missouri, and now that's back in the Ozarks. That's pretty interesting.
Do you want to know what we got for the state? 299,087 deer in the state of Missouri. Hats off to you folks.
That's a lot of chili.
Oh, and sausage.
And with the Share the Harvest program, many, many people, many, many families, needy families, get great, high-protein, nourishing food from that harvest. That is so cool.
Last year, we had over 4 million pounds donated to food shelters.
Hey, Team Hoyt welcomes Aspirin Buster to the pro staff. Our buddy Frank Addington Jr. is now with the Hoyt Pro Team. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
Addington's, we're gonna have Frank on the show here in a couple weeks, by the way. Addington's relationship with Hoyt goes back several decades as he and his family were personal friends with Earl and Ann Hoyt. Hoyt has been good to me over the years, and my archery career has opened doors I would never have dreamed about, said Frank. Okay. Well,
with that,
let's pitch it to break, and when we come back, we're going to visit with a quick visit with Bob Whitehead of Outdoor Guide Magazine. He's running up to a show this weekend. We'll let you know about that show. Got a full pack show coming up through the next three segments. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors. Hello, everyone. This is Ray Eye. In a moment, I'm going to give you a phone number and a website that will change the way you look at the great outdoors. For almost two decades now, Outdoor Guide Magazine is published six times a year right here in St. Louis. That's 1-800-706-2444 or go to the website at OutdoorGuideMagazine.com. Welcome back. If you just joined us, this is Ray I, Vogelbacher across the way. Matt the Studman, Steadman behind the glass. Great Saturday morning. Here we are in January 2010 already. Unbelievable. We're having a little venison chili this morning and some deer salami with a little cheese in it from Zimmerman's down in Somersville, Missouri. How do you like the salami?
This is unbelievable. Is that cheddar in there?
Yeah, it's cheddar.
Oh, gosh.
Come back for commercial to Elvis Presley, Vegas. We're going to the SHOT Show, Las Vegas, Nevada. The National Shooting Sports Foundation's 2010 SHOT Show is at the Sands Expo and Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, January 19th through the 22nd. And our guest we're about ready to bring up with a little intro is going to be joining us out there at the SHOT Show.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last week.
Bobby Whitehead, Outdoor Guide Magazine guru, baby.
That's always been my problem. I always thought I was the dumbest guy around. I mean, the smartest guy around.
Well, we woke you a little early this morning, but we needed to get you on the show. I understand you're going to a show this weekend. Where are you off to, Mr. Whitehead?
St. Charles, Missouri.
What's happening?
Well, they've got the St. Charles Boat and Fish Boat Show and Fisherman's Expo, and we opened it up last evening.
Hope you all enjoyed going back in time, 2010, our 10-year anniversary. We're now on our 20-year anniversary, and now we're going to go to the other side, and we'll be coming back with some story time. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning. We'll see you next week right here on Eye on the Outdoors.